You're listening to 99.5 FM in New York City, the People's Peace and Justice radio station. And this summer, we were joined in the studio by Yanilda Gonzalez, who helps coordinate the NYCLU's Bill of Rights Defense campaign, and she's back with us today.
When we talked with Yanilda before, she filled us in on what's been happening with Resolution 909, which was drafted in response to the USA Patriot Act. The resolution urges our city government not to violate individual rights in order to protect what they say is public safety.
Among other things, Resolution 909 addresses the right to have access to counsel at a public trial, particularly for immigrants who've been detained for no public reason. It also discourages unnecessary surveillance practices and seeks to protect immigrant communities from invasive police practices.
So you know this here to... is here to give us an update. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And one of the things you're going to tell us about, I understand, is the October 20th meeting that happened. It was a governmental operations committee hearing at City Hall.
That's right. Well, last time I was here, we had, I think the resolution had 21 co-sponsors. At this point, we have 29 co-sponsors, which is a majority. There are 50 city council members, as you know, and we have 29. So that really makes us feel good about the chances of this resolution. As you said, on October 20th, the resolution had its first hearing before the Governmental Operations Committee. And it was a three-hour hearing, but it was really interesting, and it was great to see because we had representatives from the Arab community, people who do direct services with immigrants. We had people representing librarians. We had people representing families of September 11th victims, people who work with civil liberties groups. And it was just really great to see everybody uniting in support of Resolution 909 at this hearing, and everybody had a different reason for why this resolution should pass. Would you like me to go into more?
Yeah, I would love it if you get more specific about what was some of the testimony you heard. For example, what did the librarians say?
Well, the librarians, it's really interesting because one of the most fervent groups that came out in opposition to the Patriot Act because of Section 215 of the Patriot Act was librarians. And... our campaign has been working really closely with the New York Public Library Guild, and librarians really fear that provisions like Section 215 are going to discourage people from using the library, and they damage people's right to privacy, you know, to be able to read the books that they want and to get the information that they need from libraries, and they don't want anything to interfere with that whatever reason.
For folks who think that this resolution has good sentiments within it but is just a symbolic effort, would you say that it is going to make concrete change?
I definitely do, because I mean, at this point, there are, I believe, over 200 towns, cities, and villages in three states across the country that have passed similar resolutions. And now, when New York City passes a resolution like this, you're right, it is a resolution, it is a symbolic statement, but it's coming from New York City. So that immediately adds 8 million people to the list that are protected by these resolutions. And it's a big policy statement, because you know what, when New York City does something, the rest of the country takes notice. And the people in Washington are definitely going to take notice when New York City comes out and says we need to protect the civil rights and civil liberties of New Yorkers against, you know, misguided anti-terrorism policies.
And do you want to get, I would love to highlight a little bit more some of the testimonies.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what members of the Arab community said and what some of the people who do direct service work with that community also said.
Yeah, I mean, I think the general feeling that they sort of expressed at the hearing was that their communities were just in turmoil. They were suffering. People, you know, tens of thousands of people from, you know, just a little community in Brooklyn, Midwood Brooklyn, which is known as Little Pakistan, you know, tens of thousands of people just left out of fear. Some of them were detained, many were deported, and a lot of them just left voluntarily because they were just afraid of living in these communities. And one phenomenon that a lot of them mentioned was that, you know, the number of hate crimes against Arab Muslims and South Asians has gone up dramatically since September 11th, while hate crimes in general have gone down. So it's been really interesting to see what effect, you know, the discriminatory policies of the government have had on people, and that effect is basically that we've seen a lot more discrimination and a lot more hate crimes.
Okay, and I also wanted to ask you then, so this testimony obviously was very compelling, but what's the next step? Who are you going to lobby next so that this resolution can be passed?
Well, the next step is just to continue building support. At this point, we have 29 co-sponsors, as I said before. So our focus right now is really getting at the speaker of the city council, Gifford Miller. He is the one, you know, who decides when legislation is going to go up for a vote before the entire city council. So at this point, we are focusing the bulk of our energies at getting to the speaker. You know, I'll give you our website address, and that's www.nycbordc.org. That's www.nycbordc.org. And on that page, you can find out how to send a free fax to Gifford Miller by just clicking a button. You can actually download sample letters to the city council, to any city council member, including Gifford Miller. You can look at, we have guidelines for writing a letter that'll just guide you through it and tell you what points are really good to make, guide for calling city council members. And, you know, it's really important to put the pressure on Speaker Miller right now and show him that New York City supports this resolution.
So do you hear that, everybody? Send Gifford Miller your letters,
yes,
your faxes. And by next week, I think you'll be able to also link to that through our webpage, studentvoicesforpeace.org. But you can also get to it through the NYCLU's webpage.
Now, you also have some planning meetings coming up, yes?
That's right, actually. Thank you for reminding me. On November 18th, actually, we are having an orientation meeting for the New York Bill of Rights Defense Campaign, which is really, it's a grassroots campaign of the New York Civil Liberties Union, and it's really great to see because it's just volunteers guiding the movement and, you know, mobilizing like never before against post-9/11 violation of civil liberties, and it's really just great to see people from different communities, some of whom have never been involved in things like this before, just working together against these type of policies. So that's on November 18th at 7 p.m. You can RSVP, but you can actually go on our website, www.nycbordc.org, and you can find out how to RSVP, and it's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, November 18th.
Now, on a related note, you wanted to mention the media event. There will be a huge protest to end the special registration. Do you want to kind of share some of that information with us? Because it's definitely relevant.
Definitely, definitely. Well, as you know, between November 2002 and May 2003, members of the South Asian, people from Arab, Muslim, and South Asian countries were forced to register with the federal government. So, or actually just males from those countries. Next Monday, February 17th, there's going to be a protest and media event to demand the end of special registration. It's going to be at 26 Federal Plaza between Worth and Duane Street, and it's going to be from 12 to 1:30 p.m., and it's on November 17th. I guess I said October before. It's on Monday, November 17th from 12 to 1:30. And there's actually also going to be a protest action during which U.S. citizens are going to try to register as well. They're going to stand on the line in solidarity with, you know, people from these countries. And we're going to try and register as well. If you want to participate in that action, and the action is called Register Me, you can call the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee at 646-473-0992, and that's 646-473-0992, and that's to participate against the special registration, and that's again Monday, November 17th at 12 p.m.
Thanks a lot, Yanelda.